Unit 4, pages 44 and 45. Who wants to live forever? A new scientific discovery could mean humans live for hundreds of years. By making small changes to our DNA, we could soon survive for hundreds of years, if we want to. Steve Connor reports on a breakthrough that has the science world divided.
A genetically engineered organism that lives 10 times longer than normal has been created by scientists in California. It is the greatest extension of longevity yet achieved by researchers investigating the scientific nature of aging. If this work could ever be translated into humans, it would mean that we might one day see people living for 800 years. But is this ever going to be a realistic possibility? Walter Longo is one of the small but influential group of specialists in this area who believes that an 800-year life isn't just possible, it is inevitable. It was his work at the University of Southern California that led to the creation of yeast cells that can live for 10 weeks or more instead of dying at the usual maximum age of just 1 week. By deleting two genes within the yeast's genome and putting it on a calorie-restricted diet, Longo was able to extend tenfold the lifespan of the same common yeast cells used by bakers. The study is published later this week in the journal Public Library of Science Genetics. Calorie restriction is now a well-established route to extending the lives of many organisms, from yeast and worms to fruit flies and mice. But the jury is still out on whether calorie restriction can extend the life of humans, although a diet rich in calories certainly increases the risk of obesity, diabetes, and other life-shortening conditions. We're very, very far from making a person live to 800 years of age. I don't think it's going to be very complicated to get to 120 and remain healthy, but at a certain point, I think it will be possible to get people to live to 800. I don't think there is an upper limit to the life of any organism. For most gerontologists, people who study the science of aging, such statements are almost scandalous. There is a general view in this field that there is a maximum human lifespan of not more than about 125 years. Jeanne Calment, the oldest documented person, died at the age of 122 years and 164 days. According to the orthodox view of aging, she was one of a few lucky enough to have reached that maximum upper limit of human lifespan. The attitude of most mainstream gerontologists towards the idea that people may one day live for many centuries, or even 1,000 years, as one scientific maverick has suggested, is best summed up by Robin Holliday, a distinguished British gerontologist, in his recent book Aging: The Paradox of Life. How is it possible to make these claims? Holliday asks. The first requirement is to ignore the huge literature on aging research. The second is to ignore the enormous amount of information that has been obtained by the study of human age-associated disease. In other words, to ignore the many well-documented textbooks on human pathology. The third is to propose that in the future, stem cell technology and other technologies will allow vulnerable parts of the body to be replaced and or repaired, Holliday says. Like many experts on the science of aging, Holliday is deeply skeptical about the idea that the aging process can somehow be circumvented, allowing people to extend their lives by decades or even centuries. The whole anti-aging movement not only becomes science fiction, it is also breathtakingly arrogant, Holliday says. An immense amount of biomedicine data suggests that death at a maximum age of about 125 is inevitable, he says. But that is precisely what Walter Longo is suggesting with his work on the yeast that can live longer than 10 weeks. We got a tenfold lifespan extension, which is, I think, the longest that has ever been achieved in any organism, he says. By knocking out two genes, known as RAS2 and SCH9, which promote aging in yeast and cancer in humans, and putting the microbes on a diet low in calories, Longo achieved the sort of life extension that should in theory be impossible. As Anna McCormick, head of genetics and cell biology at the US National Institute on Aging, remarked, "I would say tenfold is pretty significant." There is, of course, a huge difference between yeast cells and people, but that hasn't stopped Longo and his colleagues suggesting that the work is directly relevant to human aging and longevity. We're setting the foundation for reprogramming healthy life. If we can find out how the longevity mechanism works, it can be applied to every cell in every living organism, Longo says. Why one species of animal lives longer than another of comparable size, and why some animals appear to age faster and die younger, have been the subject of extensive scrutiny for decades. As bats and mice show, it is possible for genes to extend lifespan. So the question is, why do they not do it more often, or even all the time? And the logical extension of this question is, why do we age at all? Why don't we live forever? One of the most convincing answers to this is known as the disposable soma theory. It is possible to keep on mending the machinery of the body as it suffers daily wear and tear, but there comes a point when it is no longer worthwhile and the costs become too expensive, much like the point when fixing an increasingly decrepit car gets too much. At this point, the body, or soma, becomes disposable. By then, though, from the gene's point of view, it won't matter, as long as it has managed to escape this broken-down body and replicated itself inside the younger, fitter bodies of the next generation.